So many people were exposed to these same images. Yet it was like our eyes were closed and we were blind to the most significant event in all of history. Sheba said, I watched as many scenes came and faded. One particular scene stands out. I remember watching the heavens open upon Jesus and the Holy Spirit descending on him in bodily form, much like a dove. Robert said, I remember how that image seemed to freeze and the mist turned to ice and time seemed to stand still. Then everyone watched the great king stand up and say with a loud voice that penetrated every heart and shook the depths of every soul, This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Moses said, I remember how the Spirit moved among the saints. Cheers came forth from every tongue of the redeemed. But one could only hear moans, groans, and deep cries of anguish from the people before the throne. All of them knew they had rejected the Son. They feared and dreaded what they knew would come upon them. The great king sat down again, and every eye watched as the next scene unfolded. That scene showed Jesus standing in a synagogue in Nazareth. He was unrolling a scroll from the prophet Isaiah, and he said, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We watched him roll up the scroll, give it back to the attendant, and sit down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And then he said, Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Those are such beautiful words that were said, words of freedom for the prisoners, enlightenment for the blind, and relief for the oppressed. Many times I dreamed of saying those same words, but I was afraid that the people that the Lord put in my path would not respond to them. I knew these words were the path to freedom, but I did very little with them, Jonathan added. Sheba continued, I watched as another scene appeared in the mist, and I saw Jesus walking beside the Sea of Galilee, then up the side of a mountain where he then sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And he laid them at his feet, and Jesus healed them all. They had so many miracles. I never realized how many Jesus did until all those scenes unfolded. Seeing the mute healed and speaking, the crippled made well and walking, the blind seeing, and the dead rising were amazing, John added. Robert added, it was so beautiful to see the great mercy and compassion of our King being poured out on the helpless, the lost, the widowed, the fatherless, and the downcast. My heart was captured, and my spirit delighted at the work of his hands. Moses spoke, and he said, I remember when those other scenes began unfolding, scenes of rejection and humiliation by the people of that generation. One scene in particular burned in my heart that day. When a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute was brought to Jesus, and he healed him so that he could both talk and see. I saw that all the people were astonished and said, could this be the son of David? I remember watching and hearing in disbelief as the Pharisees said, it is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that he drives out demons. I also remember how the whole assembly of the saints raised their voices in protest, Robert added. That is when the Lord moved in me, and I pointed at the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the men of that generation and said, look at these men. Instead of acknowledging the miracle, the mercy that was shown to that helpless man, instead of praising God, these wicked men became furious and began to plot with one another how they might kill Jesus. Robert said, I remember when you spoke next, your voice was louder and even more convicting. It echoed throughout the whole assembly as you laid charges against them. You said, these wicked men were jealous. Consider their own words carefully. Then another scene materialized, showing a meeting of the chief priests and the elders of the people. And they said, what are we accomplishing here? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our temple and our nation. Then Caiaphas the high priest said, you know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish. Moses added with a voice of disdain, I remember the glee on their faces when Judas entered into their courts. They were so willing and delighted to give him money in exchange for Jesus' life. I remember watching the money exchanging hands and Judas taking the 30 pieces of silver. Sheba continued, I watched as the next scene began to appear on the mist. I saw the fig trees, and then an olive grove appeared. And I watched as my Lord said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. I watched as he fell to the ground and prayed again, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. I watched as he prayed a second time, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Robert replied, the silence at that moment was deafening. Everyone knew what was going to happen next, and we watched as Judas arrived with a large crowd armed with swords and clubs. We all watched as Judas whispered to the guards, "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." And he walked over to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him.